The Moose Jaw Miller Express have become known over the past two Western Canadian Baseball League seasons as a team that can put up a lot of runs in a hurry. After finding the shoe on the other foot this past weekend in a couple of high-scoring losses, the Express were back in the swing of things at the plate on Monday and Tuesday, putting up 26 runs over two road games on their way to an 11-2 victory over the Fort McMurray Giants and 15-7 win over the Brooks Bombers. The two wins see Moose Jaw improve to 12-7 on the season and once again move 2.5 games up on the Regina Red Sox for first place in the East Division. Moose Jaw 11, Fort McMurray 2. After allowing 20 runs over their previous two games, the Express were due for a solid defensive showing, and that's exactly what they got on Monday night, beginning with starting pitcher Ethan Merck. The second-year veteran put together his second quality start of the season, holding the Giants to a single run on four hits over six innings, scattering four hits and striking out five to earn the win. By the time he left the game, things were pretty much in hand. The Express scored three runs in the first, another three in the third, and made it a 9-1 game through five before going on to their comfortable win. Luke LaChance led the offense, hitting a pair of doubles as part of a 3-for-5 night that saw him score a run and knock in a pair. Austin Gurney had a pair of hits, including a triple, and scored two runs, as did Julio Acosta. Parker Dorrance was 2-for-4 with a run. Tristan Seitz continued his solid campaign with three innings of three-hit relief, allowing a single run as the Express finished off the win. Moose Jaw 15, Brooks 2. The Express had to play a bit of catch-up as Brooks took a quick 5-2 lead through three, but once the bats got going, there was no stopping them. Moose Jaw put up runs in five of the last six innings and would go on to their highest offensive output of the season to earn the win. Gurney continued to swing a hot bat, hitting a two-run home run in the first and capping his night 2-for-4 with three runs and four RBI. Dawson Tweed also continued his hot start with a 2-for-4 showing that included three runs scored and an RBI. Tweed is now hitting .507 on the season to lead the WCBL by 52 percentage points, in addition to having the most runs scored at 22 and a tie for the league lead with eight doubles. Dougie De La Cruz had a double among his pair of hits and two RBI, while Christian Yanez was 2-for-5 with a triple, double and two runs scored. LaChance went 2-for-3 with two runs and two RBI. All that offense was more than enough for the pitching staff to do their part. Julian Gonzalez allowed five runs on five hits over three innings before Jake King stepped in and held the Bombers in check the rest of the way, giving up two runs on three hits over the next five. Gabe Soto pitched a scoreless ninth. The Express and Bombers are right back at it on Wednesday night in Brooks. Next home action is Friday night when Moose Jaw hosts the Medicine Hat Mavericks. Game time is 7 p.m.